Well, let's get you signed up for the 25th annual. Registration is underway for the 25th annual Grand Rapids Turkey Trot. Oh, there's a turkey in the studio. I wonder if that turkey gobbles. We'll ask. A 5K run walk that will start at the Van Andel Arena, 8 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. What a great day to have a couple pieces of pie and not feel guilty. Glad that you are here on behalf of the Turkey Trot. Bill Herbst. Bill, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And, well, the turkey's over there. We'll talk to the turkey in just a second. Kelly Norton, appreciate you. Blue Care Network Michigan here, you directing administration. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. Oh, no,
oops, there we go. Let's talk about what's happening on this 25th anniversary, Bill. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It is the silver anniversary turkey trot, and thousands of people will join us downtown. 5K run and walk in any speed, any level of skill. It's not super competitive. You can be competitive if you want, but a lot of families, everybody's encouraged to come out. And our slogan is move your feet before you eat. And you come out and burn lots of calories, and then you can go back to the rest of the day's activities of lounging and eating. And most people are done, you know, pretty early by 9 o'clock, and it's a great way to start the day and then get back into your holiday activities and support a great cause at the same time.
What is that cause?
It is Grand Rapids Public Schools Athletics. The money that is raised from this enables the athletes, about 6,000 athletes, to avoid having to pay to play for athletics. And it's obviously a great cause and enables a lot of kids to take part in after-school activities.
How do we register?
You can register online, GRPS website, or just Google Grand Rapids Turkey Trot. And registration's $30, though, in honor of this appearance today, we have a special discount code, WGVU. If you go in and sign up with that, you'll get $5 off, and it'll only be $25, and that all goes to the cause.
Come on, listeners. You've been waiting on the fence. Do this. Save $5. Kelly Norton bringing you up to the plate. Thanks for your presenting sponsorship here. Why does this matter?
Well, it matters because, it's a community event, community fitness. It's for families. It's a great family event. If you're looking for something to do with your kids, there is a kid event, as Bill had said, as well as adults. It's health and fitness, physical activity. You get to be outside. As you said earlier, Shelley, you get to end at the Van Andel Arena, which is really exciting for everyone. And there's little medals and there's big medals. So, I mean, it's just a lot of fun. It's a great activity. Regardless of the weather, it's fun. Yes. Come dress for it.
Yes. Some of us run for the bling, and I think everybody does get a finisher medal. There are awards, obviously, appropriately as well.
There are medals. Every kid who runs in the Kids Mini Trot gets a trophy. The Kids Mini Trot is a 1K race, and that's free. There's no entry cost for that, and that starts, again, at the arena. It takes a shorter course, obviously, but they finish inside the arena, just like mom and dad and everybody else who's running. So it's a great family event, and it's a great scene. And if you've never seen it, you know, when there's thousands of people lined up ready to start on the holiday morning, and downtown's kind of quiet, but you've got that energy. It's really a neat event and really a neat way to start the day and to run through downtown when there's, you know, it's kind of empty. It's fun to the streets that you walk on or drive on. It's downtown. It's kind of shut down for this event. It's kind of a neat way to see downtown early in the morning.
I want to say in the past, there's been a little flicker of snow, too.
Occasionally, we go rain or shine or snow, but, you know, usually it's just cold. But once you start running, you're only cold for a few steps. So that you get through that. And, you know, like I said, you've got the rest of the day to lounge on the couch and be warm and tell all your relatives that you went out and burned a lot of calories early.
Blue Claire Network of Michigan, again, you stepping up to the plate, as I mentioned, you're helping raise more than $70,000 for GRPS Athletics. Now, that was last year, Kelly.
Yes, we're hoping for even more. With this being the silver anniversary, we're just really excited. Registration is already at $2,600, so we're getting close to where we were at last year and really hoping to go way beyond and raise even more money for these kids. It's such a great cause.
Tom the turkey's in the house. You want to describe this critter?
Well, Tom is our well-known mascot, and Tom makes a lot of appearances. You'll see Tom on social media. You'll see Tom at the race. And Tom walks and runs, too. I mean, Tom, despite the fact that, you know, he's got the wings, got the feet, Tom does not let Tom's physical status slow Tom down from participating. And Tom leads the way and shows us all to get out there and exercise on Thanksgiving.
Tom will be warm on Thanksgiving Day and probably safe. If we're running on Thanksgiving Day,
Tom is very safe, yes. Tom is one of the lucky turkeys on Thanksgiving, exactly.
Yes, talking about the 25th annual Grand Rapids Turkey Trot. Bottom line, your dollars to register go to help more than 6,000 athletes avoid having to pay to play sports. And again, Kelly, on behalf of Blue Care Network Michigan, we all know the importance of playing, of running, of fitness, and to not have the ability to do that in school can be a toughie.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We are trying to do anything we can to encourage kids, families, adults, anyone to come out. And again, it's for a great cause to allow all the kids, regardless of income or whatever, to be able to participate and not have that barrier at all, not even have to think about it. So.
And again, just for a specifics, Bill, this is a downtown race, so be careful as you come downtown, right?
Exactly. You know, and the race starts at 8. There's plenty of parking because all your normal parking lots are not filled with workers and other people, so it's easy to park. The start-finish is right in front of the arena on Fulton. So it goes down Fulton, goes up Division, kind of goes to the north side of downtown, then comes back, finishes in the arena on the floor where the Griffins would normally play.
Right,
the ice is up, so you get to run through kind of a tunnel setting, and your friends and family, if they don't want to run, can sit in the arena, watch people finish. You know, and really the race has grown, and the community has really embraced it, especially with Blue Cross came out a couple years ago, and about 5 years ago when it moved downtown, it's really gotten bigger, and every year, as we've talked about, the community has just come out in bigger numbers and supported it. You know, the race started Riverside Park 25 years ago. Few people there. They lined up their cars with the lights to kind of see, and it's just gotten bigger, and it moved to Cornerstone for a while. It was at Calvin for a while. Came downtown early this decade, and it's just grown because of the community support and the community support for the athletes, and that's why we're hoping to break this year's record again, and just it's a great holiday event. Really a fun way to start the day.
Some good. All right, before I get into specifics on that WGVU code, Kelly Norton, how else can we support Blue Care Network Michigan?
Oh, we just would like to have everyone at least check us out on our website, www.bcbsm.com. We have a lot of good information out there for you to take a look at, whether you're an individual or a group. We have a lot of folks just waiting to be helpful. Wellness information, articles, blogs, all different types of information, whatever you're looking for. So,
all right. Thanks for your footprint here in West Michigan, Kelly Norton. See you around. All right, Bill, one more time. How do we register before we take a picture of that turkey?
Grand Rapids Public Schools website. We also have a Facebook page for the Grand Rapids Turkey Trot, so either one will get you there. Registration $30 unless you use the WGVU code, which we've set up for today and going forward a couple days. So you'll save you $5 and get $25, $25 registration, and the kids' mini trot is free. You can register for that as well, and it all goes to benefit GRPS Athletics.
Awesome. GRPS.org. I feel bad calling you a turkey, but you are a turkey. Put your hat on. Let's take a picture. Take care, guys.